You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 10 minutes past 12 and we're at 18 degrees. Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and as we do on a Wednesday between 12 and 2, we have a couple of groups coming in, and we have this Ecotopia.
Yes.
We have both Chelsea McNabb and Leanne Hall. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, you're coming in to tell us you've got your big day coming up on the 29th of March. So just give us a bit of a rough outline and then we'll start talking about some of the things that you've got going on in that day.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks for having us. It's nice to be here.
No problems.
On this beautiful, beautiful day and beautiful land, Wurundjeri country. I'd like to acknowledge that. I think it's important, and you know, we're increasing our connections with the local Wurundjeri people and really feeling that it's, you know, it's an honour to be able to hold such a festival and have such a space on Wurundjeri country. And we want to show our respects to all the elders, past, present and emerging, and all the community members. We will start the day with an acknowledgement of country at Ecotopia this year, and hopefully that will set the scene for a great community festival.
And you've got plenty on that day, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a free community festival, and it happens annually, and it's in the middle of Yarra Junction, right behind Ben's shared area outside the swimming pool. And we just invite the whole community along to celebrate sustainability, and community, really. So we have a huge market that Leanne organises. And do you want to say a little bit about the ethics of the market?
Just put me on the spot there.
Nothing like that.
We're on the radio.
Hadn't thought about that one. We have, generally we have about 80 stalls for the day. Lots of food, and we like to have a low waste event, or pretty much no waste. Last year, we only produced one plastic bag
yeah.
Full right.
of rubbish for a festival that has about 3,000 people come through. So that was an amazing achievement.
What sort of storeholders do you have at the market?
There's all kinds of things. There's clothes, locally made, handmade clothes, handmade crafts. We've got different environmental groups coming in.
We make sure that all the stallholders, they're waste-free, don't we? Like, they're not... all the food, we run the wash against waste on the day, so we rely on volunteers to come and wash up all the dishes throughout the day, and the food vendors have to use our wash against waste kit. And we undercut the price of disposables for them for that, and then invest the money back into the kit, and it gets loaned out to other festivals all throughout the year. Mm. So it makes for... And thanks to Ben's shed, we get to use their dishwasher, which is an exceptional opportunity.
It makes it much easier.
Yeah.
And we should just... I know you walked over it fairly quickly, but we should mention that it is free so that families can come along, like they don't have to buy at the stalls, so they can come and have a completely free day.
Yeah.
And that's...
And be entertained.
Yeah, and that's not always possible. A lot of people, you know, they still charge at the gate, but so they can come and have a free day for the whole day.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we couldn't do it without... It's Yarra Rangers Council and the Bendigo Bank, and actually RACV have stepped in this year as well, all to sponsor the festival so it can be free.
Yep.
And the Department of Environment, the DELP, and Land and Water, they've sponsored the showing of a really awesome play called The Whale's Tale. It's a clean water play, and it came last year, and a lot of people missed it. And if you missed it, it's definitely worth coming along for The Whale's Tale. So there's two stages. That's on the second stage.
Mm. So The Whale's Tale encompasses a massive blow-up whale that takes up a large part of the...
site.
What do you call the green area, the grassy area next to the skate park in Yarra Junction? And they're all dressed up and they put on this amazing play, which is a great entertainment for the children.
And it will happen twice throughout the day. So there's two opportunities to see it. And the program is up on the website at the moment, so you'll be able to know when to come down for that.
And we will give the details of the website and all other things at just about 5 to 1. So be listening and have a pen and pencil ready to write them down.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, so we've got the main stage and the second stage, and together, they're both solar-powered stages, which we're very proud of, because we really want to showcase this as a really leading environmental festival that's warm and friendly and inviting for everybody. And so we've got a really great show on the main stage, and this will be the second time that we're running it, called The Valley's Got Talent.
All right, look, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and hear more about that, because I'm really keen to hear about that.
Yep, cool.
Hey.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 21 minutes past 12 and 19 degrees. And I have with me Ecotopia and both Chelsea and Leanne. Leanne, you're going to tell us a bit about what's going on the stage.
Well, you just heard Nisi and the White Pearls playing, and we played that because...
Because you're in the band.
Okay, A, because I'm in the band, but B, because...
And you told me you'd break my leg if I didn't play.
He had to, didn't he?
That's right. But also because we are playing at Ecotopia, so I thought it was a good chance to give people a taster of what's going to be on in the day.
Sounds good.
So Ecotopia will be our fourth gig, counting them down.
So this, we should just tell people, this is a very new band that you've only just sort of formed, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We actually played for the first time at the Warburton Summer Produce Market last month. And, yeah, we've now booked in to play Ecotopia, and it's a six-piece all-female band, which is very exciting and very
fun. And you should give the name.
I did. That's, yeah, Nisi and the White Pearls.
Yeah.
So Nisi Smith being the lead vocalist, and she wrote a lot of the songs and has decided that, you know, she's getting a bit older. She's in her 60s and thought it was about time she created her own band with her amazing music. And so she's put together an all-female act. Line up. Yeah.
It's all female.
All female, yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. Mm-hmm. So they'll be there on the stage.
That's right. So we've got Nisi and the White Pearls, The Anecdote.
Which I believe you're in also.
I'm also in.
Which you told me again, or you'd break the leg if I didn't play. So that's coming up.
It wasn't meant to be that way, but we did have somebody pull out, so I managed to slip Nisi and the White Pearls in. and we've also got Dr. Jazz, which my husband plays in, but hey.
hey, this is all in the family.
It's an in-house, free gig.
Dr. Yeah. Jazz are an amazing five-piece swing jazz band.
Very high energy.
Very high energy.
Fun.
Yeah,
right.
And they play a lot of, you know, the old favourites.
Terrific.
And they're definitely worth seeing. They're going to headline the day.
Oh, terrific. So that's all coming on the main stage, starting at what time?
Well, the main stage is going to open at 10:20, and we can't reveal what the first act is just yet, but from then on, the program is online.
Yep.
And a big part of the day, the highlight of the day of Ecotopia for the last, you know, 6 or 7 years has been the Recycled Fashion Parade.
Absolutely.
And we love that event so much, and we decided to... We just want to keep Ecotopia fresh and moving, so we've put the Recycled Fashion Parade is big enough to be a standalone event, and we held it at ECOS last year as a standalone event, and we put in the Valley's Got Talent for the first time, and we're doing that again this year because it's a great opportunity to open up for the community to get up on stage and showcase their stuff.
And it gives some people their first opportunity to be able to perform in
front
of the crowd, isn't it?
That's right. Last year we had some hilarious acts, and then we had some very serious acts. We had all ages and all abilities, and that's going to be the same again this year. So applications are open now online.
So you're looking for people who would like to perform?
Yeah, sign up. We've already actually had quite a few. We've had to extend the time of it already when we haven't even really promoted it.
So do you go? Yeah. How do you sign up? Do you go to your...
On the website.
On the website?
Yeah, so there's an online form on the website, and it will ask for... The performances can be no longer than 4 minutes each.
Right.
And they have an environmental theme, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, they need an environmental theme in keeping with the festival. That you can sing, you can dance, you can play an instrument, you can juggle, do circus acts, anything.
Is it mainly for a single performer though, rather than a group?
No, it can be a group. Groups.
I do.
Last year we had some beautiful group performances from some kids who'd written their own songs.
So let's go back on that so that there's no age limit. Like there can be young children
up
until doting old pensioners.
Yep.
There's two categories.
Yep.
And a shout out to Mel, who is organising the Valley's Got Talent, who was going to be here but is at home sick in bed, because I spoke to her just before, and she said she still needs more young people. So,
okay.
Yeah, terrific. There's only a few slots left, and, yeah, we do need, I think, more adults, but definitely we need some more young people to apply.
They will receive a lot of support. Mel Allen is fantastic. She's very, very supportive, and she's got Nadine, our wonderful volunteer, by her side, and together they have the skills to really help someone to find the confidence they need to actually follow through with their performance. So if somebody's wondering whether to give it a go or not, they could just contact Mel, maybe put through what they would do if they were brave enough, and then see
how... And then just go for it.
And then just do it, and then see how the confidence goes. But, you know, Nadine is also a trained musician, and Mel is, you know, she works with youth, and she's very comfortable person and safe person to work with. So really thrilled to have them taking through. It's a huge project. And, you know,
They spend months on it, wouldn't she? Would too?
Oh,
would she?
Yeah, to choreograph it and organise a show for an hour and a half of very eclectic performances is a big task.
And some of them could be their first try, too.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that everybody will get a prize.
Yes.
So if you need a bit of incentive,
come along.
You will get a prize if you go in the Valley's Got Talent.
You're going to tell us, Chelsea, a bit more about what other things apart from the Valley's Got Talent and what's on the main stage.
Yes. So we've spoken about, you know, that there's going to be a large market and that there's two stages. Also on the second stage, it is Eastern Regional Libraries are bringing along their flexi van and doing story time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's great. You know, it kind of extends it for even, you know, a broader age range.
Yeah.
And
so you're really catering from the real young.
Yeah. And then the skate park's next to it, and that's always really full on the day of teenagers and all the way through. So there is something for everyone, and, you know, remember, it is a free festival, so it's just great.
And it's the 29th of March?
Yep, 29th of March.
Between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. So you can come along. It's a very easy day. You can actually easily hang around the whole day. Yep. We've got a lot of healing activities happening in the Healing Haven area. So I believe Jenny DeVargo has gotten a dome. And, there's massage. I just had a little massage. I was not speaking to remind me to say massage.
Everybody loves a massage.
Don't tell me Leanne does that too.
Healing. Yeah, that's right. She's amazing. And, yes, and also this radio station will be there live to air.
Yep.
So every year we're so supported by local radio, and you'll be able to listen. If you can't make it down for some reason or another, just make sure you tune in. And, yeah, and if you can make it down, you'll also have a whole lot of delicious, healthy food to choose from. And, so it's just one of ECOS's events, and it's our largest event really for the year because it's held in the middle of town. But at ECOS, we hold a whole lot of other community events. So at ECOS, we, we're a community environment park in Wesburn, and we are committed to, you know, I guess growing community connection. And in that, we try and, you know, choose themes that support the environment and, you know, run events that we think will be of interest to the community at the lowest possible cost that we can offer them.
Well, you can't beat free for your day on the 29th of March, can you?
Well, no, you can't beat free, no. That's just lucky, you know. Like, if anyone wanted to sponsor all of our other events, we'd happily offer them for free.
Yep.
So please donate to ECOS anytime. Go to the website, there's a donate button.
Yep.
But I would like Leanne to tell you a bit about the Nulu Festival. It's a very special event to us.
What's it called?
Nulu.
Nulu means voice in Woiwurrung language.
It's N-G-U-L-U, silent G.
And we had our first one last year, which was quite an amazing day with Kutcha Edwards performing. Okay. And that was the opening to our Woiwurrung signage at ECOS.
And where was that held?
That was held at ECOS.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a little outdoor stage set up in a village green, and it's a really beautiful space to have events and festivals.
Yep.
We had a great event there on last Saturday with a band called Formidable Vegetable, and that was...
What's it called, sir?
Formidable Vegetable, and they sing songs about permaculture.
Oh, right.
And it was our end of Permaculture Week event. It was fantastic.
It was really
such
good.
Such a great event. Yeah.
Everyone was dancing, and we had food stalls and Bromfield Winery and all different things happening, and, yeah, just
terrific.
A small event, but it was great. So... Yeah, anyway, that's passed. Sorry, you missed it if you didn't know about it.
So you're telling people what they missed. So what
have you
got coming
up? We have Noolu Festival at the same location. And Noolu Festival is going to be the official opening of a mural which we are creating at ECOS. And it's an indigenous mural, which is a Dreamtime story. And it's the Wurundjeri creation story. And that's going to be depicted through a mural.
Oh,
and
right.
Then at Noolu Festival, the story will be told with the official opening of the mural.
And that will be there for all times?
Yeah, so then you can come and see the mural.
Arnie Kim Wanden is... Yeah,
so Arnie Kim Wanden, we've been working closely with her to come up with the story, and also working with Indigenous artist Nikki Brown to create the mural. And she's also working with Siri community school kids are coming in and helping her to paint.
We have Siri in, they come in here once a month.
So it's a great community project. And so Noolu Festival is the opening of the creation story mural, and we've got a few performers on the day. We've got Dreaming Now featuring Neil Morris, which is an Indigenous band, and another guy called Puritul performing. And we've got Waiapa Work Workshop, which I call it Indigenous Chugul.
Yeah, it's like
a good way to explain it.
Yeah, Michelle Atwell facilitates that, and she's an Indigenous community member, and she describes it as how to connect to country, whether you're Indigenous or not. So it's like a process, like a mindfulness movement process that is an Indigenous process.
And, of course, you've got World Environment Day coming up too, haven't you?
Yeah. So that's June the 5th is World Environment Day, and we thought we'd better do something for that, seeing we're in Environment Park.
So what are you doing on that day?
Well, we're very lucky that we got support from Ribbons of Green from the council, are bringing in 200 trees for us to plant, and we'll have a small planting activity.
Oh, cool.
And then we're going into a talk from a local climate scientist who is telling us how to reduce our carbon footprint and how to live more gently on the land, and then going into a big dance with a great band called Mr. Manifold and the Resolution.
Don't tell me Leanne's in that as well.
No, she's
not. She's not.
I don't know if she knows them, actually, do you?
Yeah, I know them. Yeah, we saw them on the boat.
Yeah.
Boat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're really fun, really carnivalesque, upbeat.
So
band.
That's on June the 5th?
Yes, and we'll have dinner available for sale as well that will already have been our own harvested vegetables from ECOS in the community garden and cooked up by our disabilities groups volunteers.
Terrific. All right, look, we'll take one quick more break and we'll be back.
Time of signs, a dawn, seeking those who ask, the wind that gallops at our back begs of us a task. As we arise to meet our fate, called by ancient sound, we can use the fire to keep us warm. Burn the world right down.
And if you go along on the 29th of March, you'll hear that band, and Leanne will be part of it, bashing away on the drums. I shouldn't say bashing away on the drums, that puts us down a bit, but playing the drums with her group.
I'll have a good go at it.
Right, I have with me Echotopia, I keep getting that muddled up, with both Chelsea and Leanne, and they've got their big day coming up the 29th of March, but they've also got some other events that we've been talking about. We forgot to give them the date on one of them, so let's do that and we'll keep going.
Okay, so at Yarra Valley Ecos,
on the 30th of May, we have the Nulu Festival, which I was talking about before.
So that's the 30th of May.
30th of May, that's correct. And I'd also like to thank Yarra Rangers Council for funding that that project, which encompasses the creation story mural at Ecos. And also on the 5th of June, we have World Environment Day, also at Yarra Valley Ecos in Wesburn.
And what's on that day?
The World Environment Day, Chelsea mentioned.
Yeah, that's where we're going to plant 200 trees talk and then have the band. Yep. There's also another event between then that I'd like to mention is on site at Ecos, we have a community pottery studio, and it's a separate group that co-located Ecos. Oh. We're having a fundraising event, which is going to be fantastic. It's the Melbourne Improv Comedy. The Melbourne Improv Theatre Group are doing a comedy show called Smells Like a Song.
What's
basically,
it
smells like a song. So basically, everyone gets a rose. You come in, and we're going to cater for dinner, and you get a rose. And at any time during the theatre production, you can imagine a song, and you throw your rose onto the stage, and the company have to break out in song. So it turns it into a musical. But it's going to be very fun, fun winter event, and that's on the 1st of May.
And that's where
we're Friday at Ecos.
At Ecos.
Yeah.
Yep, that will be indoors.
Yeah.
So you don't need to worry about the
fire. Fireside dinner, warm curry fireside dinner with a theatre show. Yep. Be really great.
That's terrific. Lots and with audience participation, really.
Yeah.
Yep, and also coming up on Cup Weekend, for the first time at Ecos, we are going to have a tiny house jamboree, and there'll be more details to come. But if you go to the website, which is www.ecos.org.au. You can find all these events and information on there.
Now, Leanne, you're going to tell us about the Warburton Market, because you've organised this and you've also got your band up there.
So, yes, I've been a part of organising the Warburton Summer Produce Market. It's been going for quite a few years, but this is the first year that I've taken it on with a great crew of people.
Yep.
We've also got a young youth team helping us to run the market.
Terrific.
And the Warburton Summer Produce Market has been every Friday through the summer months, and we've got two left. It was going to finish this Friday, but everyone just loves it so much that we've decided to extend it for another week. So you have 2 weeks to actually attend the Warburton Summer Produce Market.
So it's this Friday?
This Friday, 4:30 till sunset, behind the Arts Centre near the Yarra River on Thomas Avenue.
Yep.
And it's a free event, free entertainment. This week we have the Anecdote Plane, we've got Tsar Belly Dance, and some other classical musicians coming in. And next week for our grand finale, we have Woody's World, which is a great, fabulous kids band coming
Terrific.
To perform. And we've got Jimmy J from the Dreaming Space doing some performances, storytelling, magic show. Who knows what he's going to come out with. He might be on a unicycle juggling 5 clubs. You just never know. And that is going to be in conjunction with the River Folk Festival, which is happening in Warburton next
Terrific.
Weekend as well.
I've got to go. The news is just about upon us, but just quickly give us your Facebook page and your web page for people to get more players.
So for the website, go to warbysummerproduce.market.
Yep.
And if you just look up Warburton Summer Produce Market on Facebook, you will find us and all the details there.
And for your festival?
Yep. All the information about ECOS and Ecotopia is held at ecos.org.au. Remember the AU, there's an ECOS in Canada.
So do that again.
www.ecos.org.au. ECOS is ECOSS.
Unfortunately, I've got to go. It's time for the
Thanks
news.
Thanks for having us.
No Thank problem. You. Thank Thanks you for coming along, and I hope it's a great success on the 29th of March between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Great. Thank Thanks. You.